For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. Big education reforms kicked off in Tennessee in 2010 when the U.S. Department of Education awarded the state a grant called Race to the Top. Tennessee would get $500 million. It just had to meet some requirements, including embracing new national teaching methods for students called Common Core. There's a testing part of it, which will replace parts of the tests students now take, called the TCAP, and it's raising concerns for some parents, teachers, and even school board members. Today we talk with reporter Tawana Cheshire. She covers Shelby County Schools for Chalkbeat Tennessee, an online magazine focusing on education issues. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Tawana, the testing part of Common Core is a little different than what students now take. In what ways is it different?
Basically, it's a harder test. It's asking students to really be more analytical in their answers in mathematics and in the English language arts. So it requires more analysis on the part of the students and to really just not only put down an answer, but to explain how they achieved that answer.
Now, back in January, you watched a group of eighth graders take this test, and you spotted what is perhaps the most problematic part of it. Tell us what you saw.
The main thing that stood out for me was that a lot of students displayed the inability to type, really, in the traditional sense. They weren't using home row keys, and a lot of students were just kind of pecking away and staring at the keyboard. I did speak with a few teachers about that, and they did notice that their students they don't know how to type very well, and so the district is trying to address that at some point during the school year.
And many students don't have computers.
Right. Many students don't have access to computers at home. And it's just a different tradition or different type of way students are using to communicate now through texting. No one is using home row keys when they're texting. So
in addition to studying for an all-new test, students will have to improve their typing skills. How are Shelby County Schools addressing that problem?
What I've been told is that Shelby County is looking at purchasing additional keyboarding programs to encourage students to learn how to type. So they'll be ready for the test, which will be all up on computer next year.
Now, there's been some concern that schools don't even have the right equipment to administer these new tests.
That's correct. That's also covered in Shelby County Schools' budget. Part of their goal is to make sure that schools have the right bandwidth, that there are enough computers so that all students can be tested within the state's time frame.
Now, while the Common Core assessment test could affect students' grades, it also has broader implications across the entire school district, right?
That's correct. With the first year of testing, school officials have said that scores typically do drop. And so if a school or a student struggles on the new test, which is more challenging, it could impact a teacher's evaluation score, which is that factors into the teacher's final score, as well as the principal's score and the school. So it's high stakes for everyone for this first year of tests to make sure that, you know, students are performing and that all the goals are being met. So there's a lot riding on how well students are doing.
It seems that if kids have trouble on these tests coming out of the gate, it could reflect poorly on the district's overall scores. And with the new municipal school districts starting up next year, that might create, I guess, a lack of confidence in the Shelby County school system. And of course, if students leave the system, the money leaves the system. What is the school board's take on this problem?
I think Shelby County Schools, they're definitely trying to get ahead of this issue. It's a perfect storm blending where they're going to be competing for teachers and for students against the municipalities and other charter organizations. So three areas have been highlighted that they're focusing on. One is the blended learning to give students more access to technology, focusing on literacy, improving the district's literacy scores, and providing more opportunities for high achieving students so that they are not regressing.
Tawana Cheshire is the Shelby County Schools reporter for Chalkbeat Tennessee. Read her articles at tn.chalkbeat.org. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.